Right, Robbo, so everyone with us? Okay, I don't know how many people that is, but let's make a start. Right, yesterday we ended off with a bit of a shower. Well, we had a shower in the middle of the shear yesterday about, we spoke of a shower about someone making kiddush for someone else. And he has not yet recovered Shabbos. Remember? So it's interesting. So I said to you there that if someone, that's what Kiddush Shai there, he wants to make kiddush for someone and he wants to drive home afterwards. After he's made kiddush, he wants to drive home. So okay, he was not sure about this. Someone asked a good kasha yesterday, what about the other way around? Can the person who's been makabel Shabbos make kiddush and the other person who's not makabel Shabbos drink the wine? If you remember. Which is a good question, actually. It was a good question. And here I found Baruch Hashem in the Pisgah Chuz. He brings down over here the Shaila. And he says, find it again. Reish Ayim Aleph. I saw it yesterday, it's here. Oh, he says, Madad the Kamoy came, Hoistapkata, this Sophic Negas is also relevant. The Mami says case, the same shayla is Nagea to give it to someone to drink who's not Makabel Shabbos now. It means the person making kiddush is Makabel Shabbos, but the one who's drinking it is not Makabel Shabbos, the same shayla is Makabel, the same problem. So it's hard to be machriya. I mean, the poskim don't really like doing this because we're talking about it. But they say, Ein lahokar ele b'shas adchak, or b'oifun arai, in a temporary measure, not as a regular occurrence. So if one needs to do it, mamish is the last resort, one could do it. But generally speaking, one should not do this. It's not a thing to rely on. Okay, so what? Sorry? Yeah, no problem. You're being straight from the other shit to here. You walk from the other shit to here. Okay, so that's the same shayla. Okay, let's move on. As I said yesterday, the shayla is yesterday that it has to be someone who's part of the kiddush who's drinking the wine. It has to. Yeah, the chayla, that's the thing. It has to be. Yeah. So he wants to carry on work, so it won't help him drinking the wine. It's a good shayla, but he brings down. It's the same shayla in life. It's the same problem. Okay, let's move on a little bit over here. Today's share is about actual kiddush itself. Let's just see where we start. Looks here. Yeah. Okay. This, now, for you tonight, you're not going to be able to see what I'm going to show you, but if you look at it sometime on the camera, you'll be able to see this. I'm just going to give you an example. When one makes kiddush, one has to have a kois which contains a revius. The shear of the kois has to be a revius. What's that loch in it's in Reish Ayin Aleph, I think it is. Reish Ayin Aleph. It says here that the kodesh should be a revius. See if you can see it's a gimel. So it says, because the kodesh is no more of the high kodesh, kodesh, right. The kodesh itself must contain a revius. Now, I've got in front of me a measuring jug of a revius, which you can't see, okay? But I just want to give it to you an example. A normal plastic cup that one has, a revius of that, I'm just going to pour it into it. I'm just going to show 1 minute. I'm going to pour this revius, which is the bigger shear, into a plastic cup. It comes out to be more or less the top. It's about an inch or so away from the top. That is according to Chazon Ish, that's 150 mil. When I transfer that into my kiddush cup, you'll see my kiddush cup caters for that, and it's well in 150 mil. I've got more room to put stuff in. If you take the smaller shear, which is Rav Chaim Noor, that's 86 mil. I'm going to come to that in a minute, but Rav Chaim Noor, I just want to show you here roughly. Rav Chaim Noor's kois is 86 mil. That is quite a bit less. That comes out to be in a plastic cup about just over halfway. That is the shear of a revius. Now, the Mishnah, Bialoch over here is very interesting. He goes through the different shitters about how we get to 150 mil or 86 mil. I'm not going to go through the whole issue here, but what happens is the Gemara gives two ways of working out a revius. And the Tzlach, worked out both ways. He tried both ways and he found there was a discrepancy. They both didn't tally. When he worked out one way, it came up to one share, and he worked out another way, it came to another share. The only solution Tzlach had was to say that our eggs have shrunk in size than they used to be. And because of that, he makes our share of a Revius 150 mil. Others disagree, and that's called Reb Chaim Noor's share. And Reb Chaim Noor holds the share was 86 mil. This is a big machlokes that's been going on for a long time. The Chaznish revived this shitter, the stringent shitter, and that's why it's called Shitter Chaznish. But really, this machlokes has been going on for many, many years, actually. It's been an ongoing machlokes. What happened to Niskatnu Habeim, that the eggs have gone down in size, and therefore the only solution is to say that we've got lost our size eggs, and the eggs are bigger. That comes out with this discrepancy, without going too many detail, that according to the Chaznish, the shear of it is 150 mil, and according to Reb Chaim Noor, the shear is 86 mil. What difference does that make to us? So the Chofetz Chaim says, interesting, in Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Gimel, the Chofetz Chaim says, at the end, the halacha lemaisa says the bi halacha, nira, it seems to me, I've just lost it here. The Le'inyan derises, when it comes to mitzvahs min ha-Torah, going, kazai is matzah, b'leil pesach, but vada yesh l'hachem v'divrei, one should be strict according to the bigger opinion. The chayin le'inyan kiddush shalayla, and who are doing on Friday night, when it comes to kiddush on Friday night, the ikroi derises, based on the derisa, gam hu nochel nochesh l'chadchila, the divrei ha-tzlach, one should be machmir for this bigger share. So that means, on our level, that one should try and take a kois which contains 150 mil, which I say the general bechas that they make do contain that. You don't have to drink the whole thing, but the actual kois itself for Friday night should ideally contain this year. Okay, Rabbi Yisai?
Yeah.
That's the share. Sorry? The same as what?
That's right, same tonight.
Seder night really actually is a drabonon. All the abacuses there are drabonon, except when it's on Friday night, the first night Pesach's on Friday night. Really, one could be mekel. Some people like to go always with the chazanish shitter. They like to accommodate the chazanish always and always try to do machmir. But according to the bi'alocha says only by derises one should try to be choshev this. I mean, it's always a good thing. I'm saying if one can manage a bigger shitter, it's good because you'll be accommodating the chazanish shitter. But strictly speaking, for Seder night, well, a normal Seder night, when it's not on Friday night, then besides the first kos on Friday night, Pesach will be deraisa, but all the other koses are drabonim. And every year, a kos is a drabonim. It's a mitzvah with drabonim koses.
Even the first
kos
on Yom Tov?
Even the first kos on Yom Tov, yeah. Kos on Yom Tov night, kiddush is only drabonim. It's not a deraisa, it's not like Shabbos.
Is there nothing to do wine or mitzvah?
Oh, I'm coming to that, so let's go straight to that now while we're on this topic. There's a few things before, but let's anyway come to that topic here. Strictly speaking, for wine, one can use anything, actually, really. For making kiddush, you can use wine, grape juice. Actually, many years ago, someone phoned me up, he was on holiday somewhere, and he said he's got stuck, he's just realised that he's got no grape juice for Shabbos. What should you do? So what's the answer, Rabbi Yisai? What?
Squeeze out some grapes.
Oh, no, so I told him this answer, squeezing out some grapes. The thing is, to squeeze out a reviest of wine is going to take you a lot of grapes.
When we were kids, I remember at home with my parents and my mother used to take grapes or raisins and buttons.
Oh, very good, one more answer. Yeah, very good. That is really the better answer. So I told him to squeeze it. Yeah, I told him to squeeze it out, and that way you can make yourself the share of what you need for kosher. So you need grapes, you need a morning, you need the afternoon, you need Friday night, you need Shabbos morning, and you need for Havdalah. So it's three times. Really, someone told me afterwards, the best way to do it really is actually to cook the grapes in water. I don't know how much water you use, I think it's 1 to 5, 1 to 6. You can use a certain percentage. That way, you need much less grapes. I don't know what it tastes like. You say it doesn't taste so good. But that's a much... 1 to 6, I think. I think it's 1 to 6. Yeah, 1 to 6, I think. As far as I remember, you can cook those up, and that way you can use much less grapes. It's much easier to do. Squeezing out is the business. Obviously, on Shabbos, one can't squeeze out grapes. One realizes on Shabbos, he's got the grape juice. He can't squeeze out the grapes on Shabbos. That's an issue of dosh. So you have to do it before Shabbos. And cooking it is a practical answer. One can cook it beforehand. So really, any juice that comes out of grapes is kosher for Kiddush. There is a miler, I found, there is a miler to use, if one can, to use good quality alcoholic wine. There's a miler of that. There's also a miler, if one can, of having wine that's not been cooked. That's the miler. But I'm saying, Ika Hadin, anything that comes out of a grape is kosher to use for, what do you call it, for Kiddush. For Kiddush on Friday night. You don't have to come to where, sorry? Yeah? You don't have to drink the whole Rebias, you have to drink a Molly Lugmov, that's a cheekful, it's about 45 mil or so. So, like, okay, we'll come to how you have to drink that and everything, but that's, what do you call it, that's the sheer how much to drink. The actual curse itself, sorry? Oh, Lechat Chira. Oh, someone's got his speaker on, I think. So no problem. Lechatchila, the kois should be full. That means if you've got a kois of a cup, ideally, let's say you've got a huge kois, it's better, ideally it's a hiddur that the kois is full to the top. It's nicer in the mitzvah that the kois is full to the top. That's number one. And if one hasn't got enough wine, one can add a bit of water. I mean, obviously, provided that still taste of wine, it's got a taste of wine. That's halacha. You can add wine or whatever. Also, another interesting halakh is the cup should be intact. There should be no cracks or holes. That's an important halakh in the kosher Kiddush. Additionally, also, the rim should also be holed. There should be no cracks there anywhere. If one doesn't have another kosh, one may use a kosh with a hole or a crack in, provided that it contains a revius. Someone told me, actually, he had an interesting shayla. He was on Seder night. He was, what do you call it? He made Seder. It was actually in Antwerp, I think, he told me. And he made Seder, and they got through to after Afikoman, and he couldn't understand. He found that the plate where the Kiddush cup was on was very, very wet. There was a lot of grape juice there. Anyway, he couldn't understand what was going on. Anyway, eventually he realized what it was. It was a hole in his coast, actually. The bottom of his coast was a hole. So he had a big question now, whether he has got to do the whole Seder again. His Kiddush was no good, all his Arba Kiddush was no good, Tucker. The Kiddush was no good, it could not contain a Revius. There was a leak in the Kiddush. I don't remember what actually happened, but that was an interesting question. I think he had the Afikoman already. You hear the question, Rabbi Stein? Yeah, very interesting shayla. So the Kiddush has to be a hole. Whether one can use a plastic cup, a disposable cup, that's an interesting question. So what's the question about a disposable cup? So I saw quoted over here from Joseph Henkin, Zechasad Devracha. He wrote, Ein Roya, he's talking about, there's two things here. First of all, let's talk about a paper cup. I mean, there's two sorts of things you get, a paper cup and a plastic cup. Both of them are disposable. Well, once more, so let's talk about a paper cup first of all. So they asked from Henkin, Zechasad Devracha, about a paper cup. This is a simple, Henkin says, Ein Roya Chashash Bazer. I don't see really a problem with using any of these cups, but at the end of his tshuva, he writes, "She mitzvah levorach al kois noir." There is an inyan to make a brocha on a nice kois. It's ideal to make a brocha on a nice kois. Avlim ein loy. If he hasn't got, no matter, someone stuck somewhere, he's on holiday, if he's realized he left his becher at home, he hasn't got a normal kois. All he's got is a plastic disposable kois. Oh, so I don't know if that's better. Quite right. I was wondering about that, actually. According to Rob Henkin, I'm not sure if that's better. He's right, because you can get now these disposable cups, like they're covered in a layer of silver. It looks like a becher. They made it look very, very fancy. I don't know if that's better. It could be that's a minor, according to Rob Henkin, because Rob Henkin says he's worried that it doesn't look so nice. That's his problem. So on that, this would avoid that problem. Yeah, you're saying it could be better. You're saying it could be better. Use it a few times over, yeah? Yeah. He...
Oh, 1 minute, I'll come to it. Just 1 minute, let me finish, I'll come back to what you're saying. So he writes, Robert Henkin writes, that if you can use something else, it's better to use something else. Then he writes, the Sefer Hilchos, Kol Vayin Shalos, Rav Simcha Ben Koim, he writes, and Igros Moshe, he writes, Ein Lekarish Al-Kos Niyah. One should not use a paper plate, a paper cup. Then this Rav Simcha Ben Koim says that he asked Rav Moshe, what about a plastic cup? Is a plastic cup better? Because that lasts longer, a plastic cup. A paper cup, where you put hot water in, or sometimes very often, it's finished after a while. A plastic cup you can reuse many, many more times. On that he said, Ramosha said there's no chilek between a paper cup and a plastic cup. And he wasn't happy with Ramosha. Ramosha says, Ulai, if you've got nothing else, then you can use it. But he really didn't like a plastic cup or a paper cup. And I suppose the vor is because it's disposable, you throw it out. And therefore, it's chesaron and chashivas of a keli which is meant to be thrown out. It's a chiddush, really. A keli which you throw out, it doesn't have much of a chashivas, so it looks like for some reason that shouldn't be used for kiddush according to Rav Moshe. So I'm saying, if someone's stuck, it looks like, according to everyone, you can use it. But the avid is zichar, right? Someone's stuck, someone's got nothing else to use, it's zichar seems to be that's okay to use. But if a person's got a choice, it looks like it's better to use a proper cup. I'm saying these silver cups they make, which are more nicer, I wonder what would happen there. I don't know what they would say to the poskim, whether that's got an advantage of a normal cup. If the vortis are thrown away, the mice, they are thrown away. It's meant to be just used for a short time and then thrown away. That's the whole idea of it. So if that's the chesaron in these cups, it's got no chashivas because it's thrown away eventually. It's not meant to last. Which I don't know why a case should have to make. I don't know what the vote is. I'm not sure. I didn't really look into it so well. Just give me a sick on what the poskim say. Then that will be a problem. Then one should not use these wooden cups. But I say, but the evidence, everyone holds. We've got nothing else to chayra. Then one can use these cups if one's got nothing else to use. It's a good point what you're saying. It's a very good point. I hear what you're saying. Yeah, it's a good point. The man says, you're saying, Lechair, according to emotion, it's not so good what you're doing there, yeah? You shouldn't be able to do it. But the thing is, that's the whole chashivas of it, yeah? Because that's how they serve it normally. It's different. A normal wine is served in a cup. That is the whole chashivas of it. It's given a normal cup. This Bromford, even when you have it during the week, whenever you have it, that's how you drink it. So it could be there's not a chasson in the chashiva. Is that? Yeah, it could be that is a derech. Sorry? Yeah. It could be it's better, because that is a way to use it. I remember many years ago, I had someone come to me, actually, and he came into me Shabbos morning. He says, he's got a minute to make kiddush on Bromford. I said, no problem. He said, yeah. He comes to me, he says, yeah, but he uses the revias, though. I said, okay. Anyway, I didn't invite him again. An interesting thing, the Maestro, he wants to be Mahana to have a revius. What he did was, I think he made it a Becher Graz, I don't know. But I'm saying, Brompton could be better when you do it, if that's a normal way, that's the Urche of drinking. I'm saying, whenever you go, that's the normal way of serving. I mean, you can have these small little hand glasses, but very often, glass ones, you can have them. But very often, a normal way of doing it, it's used plastic, so maybe there's no chesaron in that game. Let's just make a stick on what we said tonight. So we said that the shear of a kosher kiddush that you have has to be a revius. You don't have to drink the whole revius, we come to how much you have to drink. But the kosher should contain a revius. And we said it's a machluk, it's 86 men or 150. And the Chometz Chaim says that when it comes to mitzvahs min ha-Torah, one should be kosher for a bigger shear. So one should try and have a kosher which contains 150 mil. That which is many of the kosher are made nowadays with that shear in included. The kosher should be full to the top, ideally with wine. If a person hasn't got enough wine, then one can fill it up with water, if it's provided it's still got a taste of wine. The whole cup should be nice, mahuda, a nice cup, not cracks and holes in it. That's also a thing. And then we spoke about a disposable cup, a plastic cup. It looks like some poskim hold there's really not much of a problem. Maybe it's better to use a becher, but some Henkin says that Rocha holds there's not much of a problem with using a disposable cup. And Moshe wasn't so happy with a disposable cup. He held it's not ideal, one shouldn't use it. If there's nothing else, then one can. And then we find, he said, the wine that you're using, that we spoke about, is ideally it should be wine, comes from grapes, any sort of wine that comes from grapes, okay? The ideal is alcoholic, and ideally as well, another mind if it's not cooked. Okay, Rabbi Sai, and good one, have a good night. No, tomorrow I'm off. Selling that mannerism, yeah. Yeah. Shkaya. Shkaya. Not up there.